Recorded live from the unfinished loft project of Des's home just outside Brighton in Sussex, welcome to the £200,000 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. This is your no thrills, no BS, and absolutely no get rich quick or passive income promises hub. Hosted by your man, Des Hamilton.
Wow, I can't believe we're actually doing this. Let's go. We are about navigating the world of e-commerce. I want to show you what's achievable with determination and the right mindset. I'm Des, I'm a regular working dad of four, and I started this journey back in September 2022 with just £200 and a TikTok channel. You know the rest. As of last month, we are in month nine and I've reached the 10 grand barrier. I'll update you every episode. Now let's dive into what is going to be episode number one. So in this inaugural episode, what I want to do is lay out my plan for the podcast. So here we go. I want to change the way we talk about e-commerce and entrepreneurship. And I want to show people how accessible it can be and how achievable success can be. So I'm going to use my own journey of turning that small amount of money into a life-changing e-commerce empire. Come on, let's shoot for the stars. I want to shed light on the real-world challenges, the victories and the lessons that come with navigating this digital marketplace. So this podcast is going to be more than just a chronicle of my journey. It's going to be a roadmap for anyone daring enough to dream of financial independence. I want this podcast to be a go-to for all e-commerce entrepreneurs and business owners, regardless of where they are on their journey. That's important. Whether you're just starting out, whether you're looking to scale up, or whether you're an experienced veteran seeking some fresh insights, this podcast aims to offer something of value to you. So through conversations, through interviews, through hands-on advice from anyone and everyone, we're going to delve into the nuts and bolts of successful online entrepreneurship, from Amazon FBA, from social media marketing to networking, affiliate marketing, more and more and more. Anything that constitutes digital e-commerce entrepreneurship, this is a place to learn from. Most importantly, this podcast is going to be about empowerment. I want to provide you with the tools and the inspiration and the community needed to navigate this e-commerce landscape with confidence. I'm going to be sharing my own experiences and my own lessons as I go through my challenge, and the guests I bring in will have their own unique stories of success and, most importantly, resilience. I really want to inspire you, and if you haven't started yet, I want to inspire you to take that leap into starting that new venture, but do it with your eyes open to the fact that this is not a get-rich-quick scheme, despite what the TikTokers and the YouTubers and now the podcasters tell you. But with sustained determination over years, I promise you, you can amaze yourself. This isn't a podcast. It's a journey for all of us, a journey to saying goodbye poor, hello rich. See what I did there? So let's venture into this world together, right? Because I'm only 9 months ahead of you. Let's learn from each other and create the lives we've always dreamed of. So what better place to start this entire podcast is by sharing my proper journey with you. The social media stuff you see in me is just a tip of the iceberg, and I've only got a minute or two to talk to you. This is my podcast. I've got loads of time. So if you follow me on any of these platforms, you know that I talk about going live on my journey after the Truss and Quartang mini budget of doom in 2022. But the truth is, it started much, much earlier than that. All right, before we dive in, let's talk about a key part of any successful e-commerce business. We want to talk about the art of product preparation, and this is where our sponsor comes in. Whether you handle your prep in-house or outsource, there's no denying the challenges that can arise from prep. Stock might arrive damaged or even go missing in Amazon's vast warehouses, which they call fulfillment centers for no particular reason. And this is where our incredible sponsor for today's episode, Ecom Support Services, they step in to revolutionize the game. They've built their service around the precise needs of businesses just like mine and yours. They've experienced firsthand the tricky claims for missing items and unrecoverable losses, and they found the perfect solution. Ecom Support Services Prep Center now includes video evidence for every single product that goes through their facility. Every single item is unpacked and prepped for shipment under video surveillance, providing you with a level of transparency and security that's unparalleled in the industry. In this year alone, some products went missing, inverted commas, at Amazon, but clients from Ecom Support Services, they were able to use this video evidence to claim reimbursements or even prompt Amazon to find the items. And guess what? Every item in their prep center is fully trackable. They can provide photographs of your stock whenever you want. Let's talk about the pricing. Nobody likes unexpected charges, and Ecom Support Services understands that. They have a simple pricing model. £1 for every product you send them. And that's it. No charges for storage, for labels, for poly bags, for bubble wrap, for bundles, for materials, for boxes. It goes on and on. No setup fees, no monthly fees. Straightforward, £1 per product. What this means is that you can budget accurately. You just plug that in to whatever software you're scanning with, and you know your potential profit won't be eaten up by a surprise charge. It's the service I use myself. Ecom support services. They simplify your e-commerce journey. They make product prep a breeze. Check them out. Go to their website. I'll put it in the description. Tell them I sent you, and you can experience a stress-free, transparent prep process like nothing else. So let's get back into my journey. Back in 2017, I was in a different place. I was in my first marriage, a really different marriage, and I was working a job that was going nowhere. I was just floating along doing what society told me I should do without even questioning myself. And how many of you are guilty of that? I mean, I had a good education, I had good public service jobs in my background, and I was earning good money. I was doing what a dad of my then two children should be doing, right? But around about this time, I was cycling to work a lot. I was a bit slimmer, it's fair to say. It was about 40 minutes each way to get into Brighton, so I got an audiobook account to listen to books on the ride. I got through loads of these things. I really love the horror type books, by the way, the Hannibal Lecter ones. If you haven't read those or listened to those, they're awesome. At one point, I had The Stand and It by Stephen King to get through. And if you know these books are massive. We're talking, 48 hours each. It took me months to get through these. And by the time I'd finished them, I had a backlog of about 4 credits on my Audible account so I could get new books. So I did that thing where I thought, you know what? I've got loads of books on me. I'm going to go rogue. I'm going to take a chance on different type of books. So I went to nonfiction, just to give me a break from devil clowns in space and walking men, devil men and all that. But one of these nonfiction books changed everything, and it woke me up. The book was You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. And if you've not read it, the central premise of the book is to emphasise this idea that you create your own reality and you can transform your life if you're willing to take responsibility for it. And the book talks about manifesting and the law of attraction in a way that I've not seen since. It gave me the kick up the backside I never knew I needed. And all of a sudden, I'm questioning everything about the choices I made. Fast forward 4 years, I'm now engaged to my now wife, Claire, and my third child was in the world. I was in a better job too, but financially in 2021, the squeeze was on. Every month, our wages were slowly disappearing in a sea of bills, of fees, of debt. The days of pub roasts, nights out, family trips to Chessington, they were getting less and less frequent. Claire and I got married on New Year's Eve 2021 and we headed to Edinburgh for a few days on our honeymoon. I mean, says it all really. We couldn't even have a holiday that you'd get on an aeroplane for more than an hour. In the airport coming home on something like January the 4th or something like that into 2022, we sat down with the obligatory Burger King that you always get. And if any of you have ever been to Edinburgh Airport, when you sit down with your flight waiting for you, you always get that obligatory Burger King. We sat down and we had a chat about money. We both had good jobs. We both worked hard. But we both couldn't afford anything, and it was driving us mad. So apart from the few days in Edinburgh, we've still not had a holiday. And we got together in 2018. But Claire and I, we're not ones to moan, no. We just asked ourselves, look, how are we going to make this extra money? We looked at solutions. We didn't just wallow in problems. So Claire had been looking into taking surveys and doing some online match betting. I had a voucher for a Christmas present for one of these online training courses that big HR companies give you. I thought about doing like an Excel spreadsheet thing, but in the end, I did a course on passive income. Looking back, it does make me laugh. It took me about 15 minutes to sit this 10-week course. It was terrible, but it did give me the headlines on Amazon FBA. I didn't notice at the time, but what I was being taught was the private label method. But what it did do was that it opened a gate in my head that I never knew was shut. You see, if you're my age or similar, using the internet as a way to make money never really seemed like anything that is possible. During my divorce, for example, 2017, 2018, I knew I needed more money because I had debt to pay off. But my instinct went to things like taxi driving, window cleaning, dog walking. It never went to the internet. And why was that? I mean, this was 2017, 2018. Selling on Amazon was like fishing with dynamite. Looking back, it would have been ideal. But at that time, it wasn't even on the radar. So here I am in 2022 with the idea of using the internet for money for the first time at the forefront of my mind. So I went to work. And in getting to work, I just absorbed as much as I could from YouTube and Instagram. But I did fall victim to the algorithms. And before you know it, I'm flitting from one business model to the next, thinking which one's more suitable, which one's cheaper, which one's easier. And I was doing that thing that suited me the best. But because I was a newborn in this world of passive income, and when I say passive income, I'm sure you can see my eyes rolling and my fingers flicking up in a V sign in the air. But being a newborn, my mind was like a sponge. And I got suckered into wasting a load of time and a little bit of money on people and courses that gave me nothing but false promises and very little detail. I spent £300 on a drop shipping course, which all it did was teach me how to market, because that's essentially what drop shipping is. That's not a bad thing, by the way, because I use an awful lot of those methods in my current stuff. But I also spent about $7 on that affiliate marketing course that I'm sure you guys have seen. I'm sure some of you guys have sat. When you spend $7 and you do get a lot of information, but you also get the hard sale to spend thousands of dollars on a separate course. Anyway, from January to June 2022, I absorbed as much information as I could on all of these options, just trying to find my way. You name it, I researched it. And on some of them, I even tried it. Without much luck. YouTube faceless automation. I tried that one. I still think there's money in there, but that is a lot of work and I wasn't getting much enjoyment from it. Kindle direct publishing, low content book design, print on demand t-shirts and mugs, drop shipping, affiliate marketing, private label, Amazon FBA, audio books using ghostwriters. I didn't get involved in that, but I did research it. Shocking. But by the end of this little spell, I was so fed up with passive income and the lie that underpins it all. And I was so fed up with the jokers out there paying for YouTube ads to say to you, hi, I'm really successful. I can show you how I can do it with my really simple method. What are you paying for YouTube ads for, man? Disgraceful. But by the end of this point, I did know what would work for me. I knew what suited me and I knew what was best aligned to my goals, the things that I enjoy to do and the budget that I had. And the time available. So using what I learned, I put my strategy in place. This is important. And there's a couple of little bits of advice I can give in my story. One of them that no one seems to be doing is creating your business plan. Sit down, write your business plan. Put as much detail into it as you can. A business plan defines your strategy. It defines your objectives in the long term. It defines your values. It allows you to set your long-term and short-term goals, and it allows you to properly nail down your target market. Because I don't care what business model you've got, even if it's Amazon FBA through arbitrage, you need to talk about who it is you're selling to, because subconsciously, you are going to get products that align to you. By the end of this, by the end of writing my strategy, I knew that arbitrage and Amazon FBA was going to be the method, and I knew I wanted to grow a community to help others. Money's amazing and all, but it's never been a real thing that actually motivates me. All of my life, I've taken jobs that helps others, and I love it. And it motivates me. And I knew that in this niche, in this Amazon FBA business space, if I helped people correctly, the money would follow. And there are generations out there that I'm talking to right now that have never been spoken to directly about internet money without an ulterior motive. There are loads of you like me that knows the internet can bring opportunity, but you're overwhelmed with the vastness of it all and you don't know where to start. I've always been happy talking in front of a camera, public speaking. And whenever I watch YouTube or Instagram, I know that I could put myself out there and do a job. So over the last 9 months, I've gone to work. But looking back, the other bit of advice I can give you at the moment is just get going. I jumped in and I thought about it after and I got a load of grief and I kicked on anyway. Action always took place over the overthinking. I mean, have a look. I'm 9 months in and I've got my own podcast, for goodness sake. How ridiculous is that? So let's go back and have another look at it. So before I sold a thing, I was telling strangers on TikTok that Amazon FBA was the best thing purely on my belief without any actual experience. And people are commenting on my post. Who are you? You can't be talking this way. You've got no right. You don't know what you're doing. I'm looking forward to seeing you crash and burn. But what it did do is that it forced me into action. And it forced me to make a success of it. Because without that TikTok page, I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am today. I'm 6 months ahead of schedule on my challenge. And that is all because of TikTok. I can't tell you how this community and this network has shaped the challenge and my future life. Over the episodes of this podcast, I can show you what I mean. Because the people I'm bringing in to talk to us all are here because of that network. By month 7, I hadn't even hit 10K and I started running a mentoring program. People got really angry on that one. My God, you've got no right to be training other people. You're not as experienced. How dare you charge money? Blah, blah, blah. See the theme here. It made me better myself. It made me learn Amazon beyond my experience and it made me determined to do a good job. 2 months later, I'm partnered with a really experienced seller and we've had wall-to-wall 5-star reviews. On top of that, we're getting other people great results and the program couldn't be going better. Over the course of this podcast, I'm not just going to be presenting or hosting. I want you to know that I am going to be learning just as much as you because I'm using this podcast as a way to better myself. And it's the best networking opportunity that I can give myself and a way to improve my business. But I want to do it with some laughs. I want to do it with value. And I want to show you guys what's achievable, not just from my perspective, But with every guest I bring on here, whether they're a new starter, whether they're experienced, or whether they're somewhere in the middle, this podcast is for all of us who are tired of just getting by, tired of wondering what's coming in the winter with the bills, tired of just having 2 days a week to spend time with families and friends. Because when Sunday lunchtime comes around, that bleak thought of Monday morning is just around the corner. And I want to show you that it's possible to take control of your time, to take control of your financial future, to break free from the constraints of what this conventional job is and embrace the opportunities of this digital age. We are so, so new into this digital age. There is so much opportunity out there. It is never too late. There is room for all of us. I want to show you in real time how long it takes to get there. If this all sounds like a bit of you and you want to learn more, subscribe to our podcast, follow us on YouTube and Facebook and all of the other places that I am. The Facebook community is what I'm proudest of, where most help is given, where most of my guests will come from. It's the best community for Amazon sellers on the internet. I'm so sure of that. All the links to all of my pages and everything that I offer can be found in the show notes or in the link tree in the description. And I urge you to have a look at no obligation to see what support is out there for you. And that's it for our first episode of the £200 to £100,000 Challenge podcast. Join us next week, where we're going to be diving deeper into e-commerce world and sharing more success and techniques and strategies that have been key to everybody's progress. Cheers, all that will do. See you next week. Take care.
Be sure to join us next time for another dose of inspiration and insights into e-commerce and entrepreneurship. And who knows, by then, Des may well have finished that love project. And always remember, it's time to say goodbye poor, hello rich. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and should not be considered as financial advice. We know times are tough right now, and if you are struggling financially, please seek help from an appropriate organisation. We've included a link to the Citizens Advice Bureau in the show notes. Remember, you should always consult with a qualified professional before making any significant financial decisions.